My name is Alvaro, and I'm a lay-sized Catholic priest married in the Catholic Church, and I want to reveal to you the secrets of the priesthood that no priest would ever want to tell you. Those that are ordained and in active ministry would never want to tell you because they have made vows of obedience to their bishop, and they don't want to put their heads on the chopping block, knowing how they could get canceled and how much trouble they would be in. And those that have left the ministry often have left the faith and don't even practice and don't even care about it. So I am in this unique position where I have seen behind the curtain, but am still practicing the faith. So I know things that you don't know that you have a right to know. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Three. That's the secret. Three. Satan appeared to St. John Vianney and said, if there were three priests such as you in the world, my kingdom would be ruined. It would collapse. Three. That's all it takes. That's how powerful the priesthood is. If you think about these towns where the Blessed Mother appeared, Lourdes, Fatima, Valenciennes, Knock, they were miserable little nothings. There was nothing there. And then she showed up and it changed everything. Healings, conversions, it changed the economy, it brought in business, it changed the entire world of that little town and the surrounding region and possibly even the whole country. It changed everything. When God shows up, it changes everything. And when St. John Vianney went to Ars, the town where he was assigned to, nothing was there. Nothing. There was just drunks and sin, and it was a town all going to hell. He showed up and radically transformed it. He put it on the map and changed everything. And when you think about the things that we pray for jobs, for healing, for conversions, for peace in our world. We're praying for all these things. And when God gives them to you, guess what? Now you got to pray for the next healing. And now you got to pray for the next job. And your neighbor's got to do that. So you have to pray for all these other things. And you're never endingly going to pray instead of praying for the one thing that could radically transform your life. If there was a saint priest at your parish, that whole region for probably a 5, 10, 15, 30, 50 mile radius, there would be healings, people would be delivered, genetic diseases would be cured, generational spirits would be cast out of your family forever, you would obtain jobs, that son that doesn't go to church, that daughter that you haven't heard from several years, they would all convert, they would be healed. Changes would happen to that region that would be so intense and profound that people from all over the country would drive just to come see it, just to get a glimmer. It would literally solve all your problems because the Catholic priesthood is so powerful and God wants to work and convert the world and change it through it, not without it. Our Lady has said such things and we have heard such things from other saints and mystics. So we are wasting our time often praying for the wrong things. We should pray for these things. It's beautiful to pray for these things. It's good to pray for these things. But wouldn't you rather pray for one thing that would then solve all the rest of it, and bring tremendous blessings to others, and not just for you? Several warnings. Priests cannot pray for this because of the law of selflessness. We learn in purgatory, the souls in purgatory cannot pray for themselves. They can only pray for others. And when we are truly holy and selfless, we don't pray for ourselves. We can only pray for others. And the greatest graces that we will obtain in our lives have been obtained for us by others, not by us. Therefore, Catholic priests cannot obtain this grace for them. Who can obtain this grace? The laity. We can obtain for Catholic priests this grace. We and we alone can obtain for them by storming heaven, by storming purgatory, by asking the intercession of the Blessed Mother, all the priests that are in heaven, all the priests that are in purgatory, to give us three saint priests. Not just holy, because people pray for good priests. People pray for holy priests, not good enough. St. John Vianney level, canonizable level, saint priests. That's the high level of priesthood that we need. We only need three. We only need three. Now, other warnings. As soon as you start praying for this, it's like asking God to give the Catholic Church an atomic bomb, your enemy would see that. Don't you think he would be angry and he would wage war on you? Because by praying this, you are automatically declaring war on the kingdom of Satan. So Satan will come and attack you in insane levels. And whatever priest that you pray for that receives this grace, you are basically asking him and having him be a martyr. He will be a living martyr, and he will not have a long life left in his 30s, in his 40s, 45. So it will be the cause of his death for him to become a saint. But it will transform that part of the world forever. Three, that's all we need. Can you imagine one saint priest could convert an entire continent, an entire portion of the earth, an entire hemisphere? That's how utterly powerful they are. We cannot do this alone. This is not a task that one layperson alone can take on themselves. So I want to convince as many of you to realize this power, to look up that quote, to see that I'm telling you the truth, to see that the answer is right there. And the secret of the church is that they're hiding it with a false sense of humility. They're hiding the power of the priesthood that maybe I didn't even realize when I was in active ministry. But now I do, having left it. I understand now. And I want to share it with you so that you become utterly convinced that if you were to obtain this grace through the praying of thousands and millions of people asking, Blessed Mother, Lord Jesus, just give us three saints, priests, and Satan's kingdom would collapse. Are you ready to take on this challenge? It will transform the world. I will see you in the next one.